searches of people. Now, in South Africa, they have the same structure where, and in many countries around the world, where you just don't walk into someone's house. You basically have to have a reason to go in that home, and it has to be sanctioned with evidence and proof.
Right. And that's the same thing. You're just not going to go into people's homes. I mean, the dictatorships throughout this world allow for that. But that, you want to live in those kind of countries? Do you want to live in a country where the government is allowed to just come into your home at whatever whim or any made-up item? You see, that's another protection for the people. And freedom is still the most important issue and the most important commodity that we have in this world is freedom and leaving people alone, and that's another issue of that.
Yeah. Well, now here's the next one, Sheriff. We will not obey orders to detain American citizens as unlawful enemy combatants or to subject them to any military tribunals.
Yeah, and you see, right now throughout America, they have this law that. And they have this thing that all the people who believe in the Constitution or believe in freedom are now supposed to be a danger.
Yes.
And I'm sure that I'm on that list because I believe in guns, and I believe in freedom, and I believe in the Constitution, and I believe in the Bible. And for some reason, Obama considers that a threat to his agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but he does.
Well, I know why. I know why.
First of all, he's a communist.
Well, no, first of all, everybody around him works for a specific clique of criminals. And you can find that information on IamTheWitness.com. We have a caller. Do you have a question for Sheriff Richard Mack?
Daniel, yes, it's Ibrahim from Mayfair. Hello there.
Hi, Ibrahim. How are you?
Ask the sheriff to put those 7 colleagues of his on his site, you know, that went against the gun laws. Because I think he's talking about the Magnificent 7 there. We really need to know who these guys are.
The Magnificent 7, that's a great analogy, Abraham.
Yes, we grew up on these things here, Darrell. Small-time sheriff looking out for the people. That's how we know America.
Well, Sheriff Mack, what happened to the other 7 sheriffs that fought against whatever did happen to them? We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff
Prince went on and retired. 2 or 3 others went on and retired. One died of cancer while he was still in office. One got beat out of office just like I did. Two did. So there was 3 of us that lost our next election. So 3 out of the 7 actually lost our jobs. One died. Sheriff Cook from Texas died soon thereafter of cancer. Sheriff Prince went on to work for the NRA, and he actually also served some time teaching law enforcement in Iraq. Made a lot of money there, and I don't know where he is now. Sheriff Romero in Louisiana, I don't know where he is. Sheriff Frank from Vermont remained a pretty good friend, but I haven't heard from him for 2 or 3 years. He became a photographer after he retired. Other than that, we really haven't had a lot of close contact.
Well, how's that, Ibrahim? We've got your answer for you, my friend.
That's nice. Keep well.
Thank you. Now, the question is, Sheriff Mack, I have a question for you. How many, now, Oath Keepers, we'll go on if we have time to some other of the oaths that you take as part of your work, but suffice it to say that Oath Keepers is just as it's spelled, oath-keepers.blogspot.com. But just type in your search engine, Oath Keepers, and you will find Oath Keepers come up on your search. But, Sheriff, how many sheriffs across the country, since you started this campaign of Oath Keepers, have signed on to the idea?
You know, I don't know how many yet. I've had several emails from sheriffs. I've had several from deputies, and one deputy just emailed me from Virginia, and he said that he and his friends there that work for the law enforcement community there, that they're totally on board with what we're doing. They were hoping that something like this would happen. You know, this is causing a lot of people to think. A lot of people are now standing. They're seeing the necessity to stand. There's not going to be too many people straddling the fence anymore in law enforcement. or the military. And I think it's an honorable thing to do for people in military and law enforcement to keep their oath of office, to bring attention back to the fundamentals of the Constitution, fundamentals of liberty, the fundamental rights of all humankind throughout the world, to be free, to be armed, to be able to protect themselves. And again, the main point to protect yourselves from is the tyranny of government.
Yes.
Governments throughout the world have been the greatest abusers of killing people and destroying lives. And the one thing that needs to remain in check, the greatest check and balance, is that the people are armed and they can form their own governments. And that's what governments are for. In our Declaration of Independence, it says that the purpose of government is to protect God-given rights. And that should be the main goal of every government throughout the world. I don't care if it's South Africa or America.
Yes.
It's the main thing. Now, I want to remind your listeners, again, I would make an appeal for donations. Just go to my site, sheriffmack.com. If any of you want any of the books, it might cost double to send them out overseas, but we'd be happy to get you a book. And if you'd like to, I could email you a book for a fee also, so where you could just get the book over the internet and I could email it to you. But the main thing is we're trying to raise $30,000 to send a book to every sheriff in the United States. And we'll send it to military personnel or anyone else that you would like us to. And the two books that really apply to that are the book I wrote that I told you a minute ago, and they're all on the website. But The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, very powerful book. And these are short books because I was really hoping that law enforcement officials would read them. And then the newest book that I just put out in February, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope.
Yeah.
And it mostly deals with the decision that I won at the United States Supreme Court. And so, again, just go to www.sheriffmack, and sheriff is one R, two S, Sheriff Mack, and go to your site. You can see it all there.
Yeah, it's going to remain up, ladies and gentlemen. You can go to my site now. We got another caller. Who am I speaking to?
Anonymous.
Anon, how are you? Do you have a question for Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, I need to know who's running America.
Well, I've told you
Is it run by the Zionists or is it the Americans themselves?
No, well, you see now, if you want to get into that, and I asked Sheriff Mack is kind of trying to keep this non-political, but I will answer that for you.
I don't mind addressing that issue.
Zionists are controlling America, yes.
Thank you very much.
Again, I don't know who, but I know what. And I know that our government is out of control, that the people of America are no longer in charge. But we can restore it. We can get our Constitution back and our freedom back. But there are such powers out there that are fighting and destroying our country. The New World Order, I don't know who all is in charge of that, but I do know for a fact that it is a movement to destroy America and to destroy what little freedom is left throughout the world and America. And I know that if the people and the sheriffs and law enforcement and military do not take a stand, then we're going to lose. And we're going to have another revolutionary war in America, and it's going to make the first one look like kindergarten.
Well, I got to tell you, Sheriff Mack, I have sussed out the culprits, and I've done the research. I've got the white papers. I've got the admissions. I've got the culprits. I've proven with beyond a shadow of a doubt the names, the dates, the people, how they did it, when they did it, why they did it, what their goals were, what their future goals are. And I have to tell you that it is a Zionist conspiracy. Now, that's not to say only Jews are involved in this, so this is not a racial statement. There are Christian Zionists across America who are propagating this as well, and you can just listen to Joe Biden say that he's a Zionist. He said that clearly. When you talked earlier about the B'nai B'rith ADL and Morris D's, those are both Jewish organizations, and they are run through the APEC and through the Jewish Congress. And so the simple fact of the matter is, what you came up against as a professional was being run out of a Jewish run organization, and that is the same thing that's happening to every sheriff who tries to stand up to them. And these law enforcement people are receiving documentation about people wanting to protect their constitution as being terrorists in America from the ADL.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to go very far to find out who did it and who's doing it. However, now, Oath Keepers, the interesting part about Oath Keepers is all you need to do is make a commitment to follow that Constitution and its values, and you can neuter or eliminate the power of this group overnight.
Well, and I've said that before. I've said that the sheriffs can restore constitutional American liberty tomorrow.
That's right.
They can stand up to the New World Order. They can stand up to all of this. And the biggest push for the New World Order is taking away the gun. The United Nations is another typical example of what's destroying America. Who owns the United Nations? I don't think it takes you very far to get back to some very heinous, and again, what we talked about earlier, secret societies that run the United Nations. Why would we allow the United Nations to submit and enact gun control in America? Because we have completely sold out, and our politicians have completely sold out to the powers that be. And plain and simply, if we are going to save America, it's going to be at the local level. It's going to be sheriffs and county officials, city officials, taking a stand against the police state and against the agenda of the United Nations.
Well, that's, you know, and now what's happened, there's a recent election in South Africa where they hoped that a man named Jacob Zuma was going to bring stability and reduction in crime and all the rest of it. And what you just said is something very different. If you're looking for a national leader to fix the problems of the United States, you're going down the wrong track here. And I want to point out that what you've just said, Sheriff Mack, is very important for people to understand. The changing of your environment for the better is going to come from your neighbors, your small community, up to your moderate and medium-sized community, and that way.
Yes.
This is from the bottom up. You cannot fix these problems from the top down. And
that's correct. The top is too corrupt.
It's too corrupt.
It isn't going to do it.
That's right. And see, to give people false hope, this is one of the things they sold this, the Obama is going to fix everything like a savior, and they gave the same kind of pitch about Jacob Zuma going to be able to fix this, going to be able to do that, and all this popularity and flag waving and the rest of it. And what you're going to find out is that not only does he not fix these things, but you're probably going to find yourself far worse off in 6 months than you were today.
No question about that. And just a kind of a political satire, you know, why would Barack Obama be against George Bush? And I didn't like George Bush at all. But why? You know, the only mistake that he could say that George Bush didn't do is that he didn't spend more money. You know, that's all Barack Obama has done is taken the national debt doubled or tripled. So why could, you know, George Bush should have gone, well, heck, I could have done that. You know, any politician can spend more money. And that's all Barack Obama has done, and yet he wanted to call it change.
Yeah.
Well, the change is simply a move towards communism and socialism. It really has brought no peace or prosperity to this country, and it certainly hasn't done us any good. All he did was give more money to the IMF and to the world bankers.
Well, and
they could have done that.
Interesting thing that the IMF is run by a Frenchman named Kahn, Strauss-Kahn. Interesting.
I'll stress that if anybody can get me over to France, because I would sure love to come over there. I wish we were doing this interview in person, because I would love to. I've never been to Europe. And again, anybody who would like my services as a consultant, I'll go to South Africa. I'll go anywhere.
Well, you know, Sheriff Mack, one of the things I want to do before we close out the interview and is offer you an opportunity here to do your best pitch here, because, you know, the way that this is going, the financial debacle that is deepening, and it is deepening, they're lying to everybody about green shoots in the economy. That's a bunch of hooey. Things will be worse tomorrow than today and next week than they are this week, and that's just the way it's going. And the laws that are structuring against human beings are decidedly against freedom. But we also see hunger on the horizon. We see vaccines being given with mercury and formaldehyde and aluminium in it. And so we're poisoning our public, and we also see bioweapons being used, such as these flus being manufactured. And we have enough evidence to say from the 1918 flu that it was manufactured. So what I'm getting at is that the people need to act now. If they wait, it's just going to be the tens of millions more people around the world are going to perish from one of the problems I just enunciated. You want to give your best pitch on some of the things you believe and what you think people could do to stop the degradation in our societies and our world?
Well, yeah, and it all comes from my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. There's been 20 years of research go into that book. The research I did as a peace officer, as a sheriff, and as a consultant, and as a student of history and of our Constitution, regardless, it should be more than obvious to one and all that we can no longer depend on the federal government to provide protection, security, or well-being of its people. The federal government confiscates more homes, destroys more lives and families, takes more money, ruins families, and commit more crimes than all the street gangs combined.
Yep.
They are indeed vivid proof that the greatest threat we face as a nation is our own federal government.
Yeah.
The $66,000 question here, Daryl, is who will stand in the way? Who will stop this? Who will prevent it? Does anyone think for a moment that we can abandon America's foundation and turn our backs on the admonitions of our founding fathers without severe and catastrophic consequences? This is the key component of all of this. One other final quote. In my Supreme Court ruling, the United States Supreme Court, you need to understand, folks, this was a huge victory for us that stood for local authority, local autonomy, local freedom, and local power, that we can stand against the federal government. And one quote of the ruling, it says, quote, "But the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions," end quote.
Yeah.
That quote is in the book, and let me tell you what page that's on. I can't find the page right now, but it's in the book, and you'll see it towards the back of the book.
Oh.
And then it gives a review. What would it really hurt if we tried this? If we were to leave people alone and let them run their own lives, what damage would it cause if all the sheriffs and police literally followed the Constitution and refused to have anything to do with its violation? To have the sheriffs of this great country stand as the last line in the sand, as the last line of defense, is the people's last true hope, the hope that somewhere, someone inside the system of government will actually be on the side of the people. For the tyrant to win, for the tyrant to be successful, for the despot to have his way, the only thing that has to happen is for the nation's police and sheriffs to be convinced that all laws must be enforced blindly. Freedom is thereby destroyed, and America dies when our sheriffs go along with tyranny. The point of all of this, and that what I would fight and give my life for, is the freedom of any individual, of all individuals, of all countries, throughout this world. All I advocate is peace. I don't want to control anyone else. I don't want to own anyone else. But I will not be owned or enslaved by anyone or anything. My government is getting out of control. We've got a lot of work to do here. Hopefully, we will stand as a people, as small communities, against this humongous monster that is trying to take over our country.
And our world, Sheriff Mack.
We can win. And the world, absolutely, because
yeah.
It is a global problem.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to bring up one last subject before I let you go here. You see, one of this radio station, I happen to be the only non-Muslim on this radio station. There are over 25 presenters on this network, and I'm the only one that is not from Islam. The reason they acquiesced to bring me on this network was because I was somebody who had a finger on a lot of the problems we were facing. And as the public began to listen, they understood right away that I knew what was coming and how it was being done. And one of the things I've learned from Islam and the people that I've had wonderful dealings with is they have a reverence for kindness and generosity and family values. And you know as well as I do that this same group is promoting to teaching homosexuality to first graders. They're teaching pornography is okay. It's all right if your daughter wants to be a pole dancer at a strip club at 18 years old. And I mean, just filth of every type. And you know, the interesting thing is Islamic values and family values that of these people that I'm working with so long have stood against this. And these are the values that we used to stand against as Americans.
We did.
We used to.
We used to abhor those things.
That's right. And now we're propagators of it. And the fact of the matter is that getting back to family, getting back to morality, getting back to the roots of the goodness of our own conscience is as important as any of the things. Because if... Yeah. Go ahead, Sheriff Mac.
And the only thing I would ask again, any of your listeners, if you would like to support what I'm doing, I guarantee you I'm the real deal. I've been doing this for 20 years. If I had my way, I would just be retiring as sheriff and moving to some remote area just to live out the rest of my lives at the beach with me and my wife. I've been married to the same woman for 34 years. I've never been divorced. I have 5 children and 5 grandchildren. And like you said, this is all about family. And that was my primary motivation in all of this. I love my family, I love my children and my grandchildren, and I want them to be able to grow up in a world that is peaceful and that is free.
Yeah.
And I am not going to stand by and watch while freedom is destroyed, which will destroy the futures of my children. They've already had their economic futures destroyed.
Yeah.
I will not participate in this anymore.
Yeah.
I stood against the federal government. I stood against the powers that be. I will continue to do so. I would very much appreciate your help. If you can make any kind of donation, just go to my website, and you can donate with your credit card right there. If we could just raise $30,000, I'm going to send this book to every sheriff in the United States.
Well, Sheriff, I got to tell you, my South African listeners, most of them don't use the Internet, believe it or not. They listen to this over satellite and over FM broadcast, and they're not Internet people. They don't find great value in it, and they're not big television watchers either. And the reason why I have an audience on this...
Well, that's good.
Yes. They're in the millions, by the way, that you're broadcasting to. Now, my American listeners that will listen to this on the website, as well as European, I do urge you to do that, as well as if you're from South Africa and you do have the net and you are able to send out anything for Sheriff Mack, please do that. The fact of the matter is, for the South African and the world listeners, remember, you know, this financial mess, gold is important, silver is important to have a little bit in reserve, but the most precious metal of all, it comes in the form of a bullet and a propelling a device to throw it with. So that's the real precious metal, and hang on to your hats.
That's right. Keep your powder dry and hang on to your head.
Thank you very much, Sheriff Mack, for your time, and I'm very grateful for having had you on this program.
No problem. I appreciate the time, and I really appreciate talking with the people that called in. And again, if I can do anything for anybody out in South Africa or France, I'd be more than happy to come out.
Sheriff Mack, study the website, and it'll take you weeks or even months, but I'm going to tell you something. There's an education on the IamTheWitness.com website that will shock you as you go through it, and as you deepen your knowledge of this, you're going to become more distressed, but you're going to become more empowered as well.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Richard Mack from Arizona, a man who stood for his convictions, and he did that because what he understood innately was that the world was heading in the wrong direction. It was going to take his freedom from him, and freedom is the most precious commodity we have, ladies and gentlemen. What is freedom? I said it in the beginning of the show. It's freedom to associate with people you wish. It's freedom to worship the God of your choice. It's freedom to love the the persons or people in your world. It's freedom to move about your community freely and without encumbrance. It's freedom to feel safe within your own home. It's freedom to walk down a street and not worry about tyranny and the problems that go along with it. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, were the South African public to arm itself, there would be almost immediate elimination of violence against people in South Africa. Because if the criminals knew, didn't know who was carrying a concealed weapon in their pockets, they would not be able to victimize each other. It would stop immediately. And there is ample evidence for that statement being said. You know, I do these broadcasts, and I try to find interesting people that have a story to tell and something that is appropriate to our time. And Sheriff Mack's appropriate message was that it is up to us, that we are the defenders of our lives, that we will stand up and voice our revulsion at what governments do around the world and how they subjugate and steal from us, and how Zionism, and Sheriff Mack actually admitted that he has become aware that Zionism is the culprit. He referred to it as a New World Order because that's a generic term for what criminal Zionism is. Certainly it is not all Jews, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear that all Jews are not involved in these crimes. However, the leadership of this criminal network worldwide is Jewish, and that is a fact. And I can prove it, and I'll debate that fact with anyone, anytime, anywhere on this globe. And I will go to their venue. They can come to my venue. It does not matter. I will argue the facts as I've discovered them with anyone. So I don't fear people investigating. In fact, I demand that my listeners look into the claims I make. I demand that you do your due diligence to make sure that the assertions that are made on the French Connection are not made without regard to the truth. This is not a something that people that I take lightly. I've never taken my responsibility as a spokesperson for the truth lightly, ladies and gentlemen. And one of the great things I noticed about Sheriff Mack when I first talked to him and I first saw his video on the internet was that he's a man's man. He is not a mealy-mouthed politician. This guy is a family guy who just wants to have a nice life, to do kind things with his family, to have freedom passed on to the next generation so his kids can grow up following their dreams and fulfilling themselves spiritually and morally and emotionally. These are the things that we are worth fighting for. And you know, I say this every broadcast, and I should repeat it every broadcast. I am here to unite people from different walks of life. I am not here to represent Hinduism or Sikhism or Catholicism or Protestantism. Or I am not here to represent any religion. I'm here to represent goodness that people all share. We share this in common. Doesn't matter what background you come from. There are many, many Jewish people in the world who have seen the horrors of Zionism and also deserve to be part of our fight against this crime gang. What we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is come together as human beings and as a complete force of humanity against these crimes. And when that happens, and when we have the force of our convictions, both physically our force through the arming of ourselves and saying, look, we will not be victims any longer. We will not be victims of police brutality and violence, of thugs being put into positions of police power that come and confiscate our property or tax us unfairly or destroy the security of our home by crashing through our door without regard to our legal rights or our moral rights. These are all parts of the freedom that I hope to impart to each and every listener. We have people from 154 countries last count that have tuned in to the French Connection. We have tens of thousands of these broadcasts go out on the internet and hundreds of thousands over a satellite and podcasts. We are being heard worldwide. But the forces against us are well-financed, ladies and gentlemen. They have monies that I don't have. They have monies that Sheriff Mack does not have. And it is impossible for us to battle forward effectively with no resources. And I've asked the South African public to consider providing me with something. And that has yet to happen in my entire time here on the French Connections broadcast. I've never had help from my South African audience or from my African listeners. Never. And I do this as a public service. I am not a salaried employee. I don't receive salary from anybody. This is not what I do. What I do, in fact, do is provide you with the truth because I believe in the things I speak about. That's why I do it. And I don't want my family and their children and my children's and grandchildren to become victims, to live in tyranny. You're watching the ravages of these things happen on your streets. Homelessness is rising in North America, Europe, and throughout the African continent. We are going to face much more dire problems in the very near future. And it is up to us to take these issues with full force. You know, don't rely on Mr. Zuma to fix these problems. Become active in your local communities, in your local churches and mosques, and in your local political organizations. Start them in your neighborhoods. Start them in your workplace. Start talking about solutions, about the victimization of the public. These are all required of you, the listener. Without you, there is no fight. And I can't say that enough. You know, the news on the front of my website, IamTheWitness.com, they are trying to say that I'm a hate spreader. I don't hate anybody but criminals. That's the end of story. I don't hate anyone except the people doing this to us. In fact, I want to be a person that goes down in history as someone who respects each and every person in this planet and brings people together. I hate only criminals, ladies and gentlemen. And the people we're fighting against are just that, criminals. We are going to have a programming. I'm not sure, but I'm hoping to bring on my next week's broadcast an important politician. I don't know if I'll be able to solid up that invitation. It is out there. It has been tentatively accepted. So we're going to have to see if it's fully accepted. Someone who spent many, many years in the American Congress, who wrote about Zionism and gave speeches about the crime network that was running rampant in New York and in Washington, D.C., the very group that Richard Mack just spoke about. And you will also note that that same crime gang is running South Africa. It is running France. It is running Britain. It is running Spain. It is running Turkey. It is running Egypt. We are watching the world's freedom fall like dominoes globally. So hopefully this interview will be a very powerful one from an elder statesman in the United States who has actually gone up against this crime gang and will give further proof that the things I've said are accurate. It will give further justification for us to get together and start fighting as a unit, as a group. We can do this. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the end of my broadcast today. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and for the callers who called in. And to my guest, Sheriff Richard Mack. Thank you, Richard. Very important guest that I believe shared a great deal of his personal feelings with you. So until the next time, this is Daryl Bradford Smith telling you all, please take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.